This is All Things Considered. I'm Catherine Brand. President Barack Obama and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton were in North Carolina this afternoon. It was the first time the two had campaigned together. They were also joined by Democratic candidates for governor and senator Roy Cooper and Deborah Ross. WUNC's Jorge Valencia is in Charlotte at the Convention Center where the campaign event just concluded. Welcome, Jorge.
Hello, Catherine.
Well, you covered a couple of stops earlier this year by candidates for president. This one included President Obama. Did that affect the energy level?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, just a couple of moments ago, once the speech concluded, I was speaking to a woman who said she was literally flipping out about having seen the president. So, yes, it did affect the energy.
Well, let's start right there with the president. What did he have to say about Clinton and about North Carolina?
Well, yeah, he opened up just talking about how much he loves North Carolina, loves coming here, campaigning in 2008, 2012, how much he loves the basketball here in the state. And then he quickly pivoted to Hillary Clinton, and he really wanted to emphasize how great of a candidate she is. And here is a piece of tape that will crystallize just to what extent he wanted to go to.
And there has never been any man or woman more qualified for this office than Hillary Clinton. Ever.
So as you can see, the president is really wants to show his unconditional and unqualified support for Hillary Clinton.
Well, it's been quite a day already for Clinton. The FBI announcing it would not pursue charges against her on the private email server issue. Does she have anything to say about that, Jorge? And if not, what did she talk about?
I think that maybe the news is in what wasn't said. Clinton has been trying to move on from this issue with the emails since last year during the primaries. Bernie Sanders let it go, but Donald Trump is not going to let it go. She's been trying to move on from it, and today there was no mention of it, even though that was headline news earlier in the afternoon. What she did talk about was took many opportunities to criticize Donald Trump and also to show how strong the relationship she has with the president. She stood in front of signs that said stronger together, and here's something that'll show you how she feels about her relationship with the president.
It means so much to me personally to have the president's support in this campaign. After all, he knows a thing or two about winning elections. Take it from me.
Well, on the other side of things, Jorge, presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump visits Raleigh later tonight. Did he come up?
He did come up. In fact, he came up a lot. Hillary Clinton was trying to show that he was not qualified to govern. And the president, even jokingly and sarcastically, made a few comments about that. And here's one of them.
Everybody can tweet, but nobody actually knows what it takes to do the job until you sat behind the desk.
So as you can see, we're pretty much into the fully fledged general campaign, and the fact that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are here both on the same day this early in the year should tell us a lot about how important North Carolina is going to be come the election in November.
We're going to be in for quite a ride. Jorge Valencia, WUNC's political reporter. Thanks so much, Jorge.
You're welcome.